So here we are, and the idea that we're here, the experience of being here, is quite significant. Here and now, rather than there and then, and so to take a few moments to maybe breathe deeply. Breathing deeply is a way of establishing a connection to this time and this place. Exhaling and letting go of other times and places. To feel the lived life of here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale with a normal breath, to see if you can relax any places of extra holding in your body. Perhaps it's possible to relax the shoulders, soften around the shoulder blades. Soften the belly. Giving in to the pull of gravity so the belly settles. Expands and settles into the pelvic cavity, maybe. And perhaps as you exhale, to soften around your face, letting your eyes relax, perhaps feeling the warmth around the eyes and the eye socket that receives the eyes, into which the eyes can rest. Softening the forehead. And relaxing the jaw. Letting yourself be at ease. Be easy and ease up on any holding and tension you might have, sense of pressure. And settle into your breathing. Feeling your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And if there's any pressure or tension in the thinking muscle, some place of pressure or tension in the head or elsewhere associated with thinking, see if you can relax, soften. Let that thinking muscle spread out wide like a broad, still lake. So then as you're sitting here, please take a few moments now to think about or imagine or visualize Spirit Rock, this collection of buildings, this valley. Place where many people come and go and different activities. You've been here for some days. See if you can conjure up in your mind an image or thought or an association with Spirit Rock. Thinking about all the things that happen here. People who work here and work in the kitchen and admin and caretakers, visitors who come, people like you who come on retreat. And perhaps it's easy to have a sense of Spirit Rock like this, or maybe it's difficult. But see if you can notice that it requires a certain activity of the mind, a doing, a focusing, a thinking, imagining. Spirit Rock is a relatively complex idea to have in your mind. To construct. And then if you can let go of the image or the idea of Spirit Rock, buildings, people, this valley, and instead bring to mind this room. Maybe there's thoughts or image you have of this room. People sitting here quietly. Large, spacious room with a high ceiling. And And there's a stillness here in the room, an openness in the high ceiling, spaciousness. That's quite a bit simpler compared to all the activities that go on in the wider spirit rock. Here in this room, we're free from all the other things that go on here. And we can sit here quietly in the stillness of the room, letting go of anything that's outside and elsewhere. And perhaps for some of you it's a sense of relief not to have to imagine a world beyond these walls. Just to be here, in this simple place, simple room. But even being aware of the room and the spaciousness of the room, high ceiling, is still an activity of the mind, perception, thought. And maybe you can let go of that now. Maybe it's a relief to let go of that in favor of feeling your body here. Perhaps you can take your awareness and let it enter into your body more fully, in the same way that you would enter into a refreshing pool of water, lowering yourself in, feeling the intimacy of your body with the water, feeling your body here, feeling it from the inside. You might feel the contact of your body against your clothes, against your cushion or chair. The movements of your body as you breathe. The intimacy of what you can actually feel, as opposed to thinking about, no longer thinking about Spirit Rock or the room, letting that go. So you can feel and sense this body sitting here. This body with its kaleidoscope of sensations, the various feeling tones that arise and pass, this body with which we perceive different things, like we perceive the in-breath, then the exhale. The chest and the belly that move as you breathe. The different parts of your body that are most alive with sensations. The mind gets carried away or involved in thinking, let go of the thoughts, but don't just let go. Let go into your body again. Like you would let go into a refreshing pool of water. Let go into the sensations of your body. Maybe as if your body is a receptive organ that receives the sensations. You don't have to go looking for anything, but you relax and open and feel what comes. And sometimes when we're feeling the sensations of the body, the simplicity of sensations, the sense of boundaries of the body begin to become diffuse. No clear boundaries between the body and what's outside the body, especially with the eyes closed. Just beyond the edges of the body, those diffuse edges, almost as if you merge into it, is a stillness around you, just beyond the sensations. And then also within your body, between the sensations that occur, there's also stillness and space. Perhaps you can get a sense of the stillness and space that happens between the sensations within your body. Between the front rib cage and the back rib cage, there's a lots of space. And the idea of a clearly defined body is an idea. It's a thought or an image. And it's a lot simpler to let go of image of body, idea of body. And let yourself settle into the simple sensations. In a sense, there is no cushion and no chair. There's only particular sensations of contact that float in a big sea of space. with the eyes closed, all sensations can be felt sometimes as sensations floating in a sea of space, with no clear boundaries. Sensations which arise and are there for a while, then fade away. Sensations that appear without any need to think about them or think about anything at all. They're just there. And then perhaps you can relax your awareness, relax your attention, so you're not directing attention in any way, you're not moving attention or bringing it back or letting it go anywhere. The mind, the awareness, actually never moves. It can be quiet and still and open, receptive. It's possible to even let go of the sense of a location for awareness. Awareness has no weight, no shape, no color, no location. Awareness has no boundaries to it. As if awareness is a wide field within which sensations occur. Noticing how awareness can be aware of stillness that's here as well. Or a sense of openness or spaciousness. Awareness has no boundaries. It has no location. It spreads out and can be expansive and full, encompassing everything that you experience, everything that's known. In a sense, awareness is bigger and larger than any particular thing that's known. You know, being aware is kind of like feeling. It's not thinking about things. Open, conscious awareness. That's quite simple. No need for concepts or ideas. It's simple like vast sky. Open, vast sky. And then if you have any sense that being aware, paying attention to awareness is a little bit of work, relax into the space, the stillness that's here, the open sky-like nature of spaciousness, just space. Without boundaries, without above and below. So simple. To settle into, relax into. A sense of boundless stillness. And then in this space, spaciousness, the space that's between things, the stillness that's here, it's closely connected to there being nothing in that spaciousness. The kind of clarity and freedom and the empty, nothing quality of the sky. Sky-like mind, sky-like space. No need to think about anything or have ideas or images. Deep resting. Deep settling into the quiet that's here, the stillness, the simplicity. Where the mind doesn't have to be involved in focusing on anything, anything. But rather it's aware of that which is nothing. And then as you sit here quietly, what's left to do is just to let go of anything that you're holding on to. Let go of anything you're concerned with. Let go of any self-referencing. Let go of any doing with awareness. Let go of there being any location for you or for awareness. Let go of you. Let go into a simple trust of this moment. Or if you can't let go, which is okay, appreciate the other side of the holding. If you find yourself holding or attached or clinging, appreciate that the other side of that. Appreciate at least the possibility, the intuition of not needing to cling to anything whatsoever. Letting go that's so thorough that consciousness lets go of itself. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. And if you would like, take your time before you open your eyes. See if you can open your eyes and get up with as much simplicity as you can, being careful not to pick up, bring back, re-inhabit the more complicated aspects of your life, thoughts, ideas, self, self in relationship to others, needs, desires. See what happens if you can stay closer to a simplicity of being, of open awareness, as we take this 15-minute break.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.